An Iraqi who was injured as a child 14 years ago during the Battle of Fallujah is back in the U.S. for medical care. It's his second trip, and it's involved 3 months of surgeries and other procedures. Christian Fodenwenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
When Mustafa Abed first visited Oregon in 2008, he became something of a Portland celebrity.
He brought a little boy straight from Iraq. It's something from the U.S. that will turn.
There was cute footage on local KATU of him scrambling around on the floor, kicking a soccer ball. And Portland's mayor declared a day of recognition for the five-year-old. But now, Mustafa is a teenager and can tell his own version of how he was injured as a toddler through a family friend.
Most of the doctors in Fallujah Hospital, they didn't want to do the surgery for me. They thought I'm going to die, so they didn't want to, like, touch me.
Mustafa lost his left leg, and his lower abdomen was badly damaged as the U.S. shelled Al-Qaeda fighters in a neighborhood nearby. Mustafa says his family remembers being moved from one hospital to another in search of a surgeon in Iraq willing to do the complex surgery. They found someone and saved his life. The last time Mustafa was in the States, it was to tidy up that surgery and get a prosthetic leg. And after he went back to Iraq, Portland pediatric nurse Maxine Fuchsen hoped to bring him back for new prosthetics as he grew. But when ISIS moved into his town, she thought she'd lost him forever. Then in 2016, PBS NewsHour did a story about a refugee camp in Iraq, and there on the screen, moving around on crutches, was Mustafa. Fuchsen says a friend called her, yelling.
She said, turn on, go get your computer. You know, so we all were screaming, watching it, crying. Our worst fears had been Fallujah had been so destroyed by ISIS. Where was the family even surviving?
Fuchsen immediately started sending them catheters and other supplies. But Mustafa's colostomy was causing problems, and he needed more serious medical attention. So Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility started raising money to bring him back. Mustafa says he was excited.
Yeah, I had two dreams. One of them is to get that leg when I come over here. So I get it, and then I go back to my country. That was the two dreams that I had.
But there's so little left of his hip that doctors say there's really nothing to attach a new leg to. So instead, last Sunday, supporters presented him with a new bike, powered by hand, to help him get to school. So what are his friends going to think?
Yeah, I gave one.
They'll be happy for me.
Mustafa's condition is stable now, but the support network of Oregonians and local Iraqis here are still worried. The clean water needed to keep his colostomy sanitary is in short supply in his small town. Mustafa knows that, so his dreams have changed.
I do have now a dream to be an American citizen.
He says he wants to study here to become a doctor, like the people who've helped him. The family has talked to a lawyer, but there doesn't seem to be a clear path to U.S. citizenship. So their support network is now focused on Mustafa's return to Iraq and how to get him the clean water and reliable electricity he'll need to stay healthy. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.